Our learning this morning is for refuah shlema for all those who are ill, a speedy, complete, and painless recovery. Continue to have in mind our beloved and dear friend, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. We're on page Kuf Ayin Gimel. So Rav Pinkus Sharon B'Tfila has been reminding us how every moment is irreplaceable, invaluable, that if you lose one moment of an opportunity to connect to God, you can certainly connect in the next moment, but you can never recover the moment that was lost. So one davening where you felt justified to not pay attention, to not have kavana, one bracha that you were in such a rush or you, God forbid, omitted altogether, one benching which you were cleaning up the dishes and walking around while you were doing the dishes, you can never recover that opportunity to connect to the Almighty, to express gratitude to the Almighty, and to have a personal growth spurt. And he says, V'yesh l'damos l'zadivrei Rambam. The Pinkus now quotes, we're on the third paragraph in page Kufayin Gimel. Quotes the Rambam from Hilchos Bios HaMikdash. Kohen sheyotza min HaMikdash b'shas avoda bilvad. If a Kohen is in the middle of the service in the temple, and they leave, chayav misa. It's liable for the death penalty. It's a capital crime. Bein Kohen Gadol, bein Kohen Hedyo. Whether they were the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, or a regular Kohen, Shinemar Mipesach O Amoy, they'll say, Tzupen Tamusu. Klomar, Lo Tanicho Avoda Vetetzom Vuhalim Udchufim. The Rambam says, you cannot interrupt and stop, you cannot abruptly leave the Avoda you are occupied with, and leave all Mivuhalim Udchufim. You're in a big rush, it's a big emergency. Everyone's always in a big rush. These days, I gotta run, it's a big run, I'm busy, I'm crazy busy, I'm psycho busy, I gotta go. Everything's always in a big rush. Mavur sham b'ramam v'kesav mishnah. Tafilu nasa onein v'ne'esar ba'avoda. So what happens if the Kohen gets a text, a phone call? Kohen's in the middle of the service and they become alerted to the fact that they lost a loved one. And now they have the status of an onein. Now, they're forbidden from participating in the avoda because they are in the period of aninos, between death and burial, where it's forbidden to do mitzvos. Nevertheless, im yotze b'bahala term shehuchla v'ayde Kohen acher, if they run out, they've got this terrible news. Their whole world is shattered. They certainly have the greatest defense to say, I had to go, I dropped everything, and I ran. Says the Rambam, quoting the halacha, if they ran without the replacement, if they haven't passed the baton to someone to take their place, zilzul ba'avodah v'over b'lav v'chayev misa, ba'avodas beis hamikdash va'maskil yaskil shadivrei Rambam him ha'ara nora mamish al inyanenu. The Rambam is talking about the Kohen in the service of God in the beis hamikdash, but it's true for every one of us. We are Kohanim, not the Kohen Gadol like Alan Berger. We're not all Kohanim. We don't all have the great schus. We don't all have the great schus of being Kohanim, but we are all Kohanim because we're part of the Goy Kadosh and Mamlechas Kohanim. We're part of a nation of Kohanim. The role of the Kohen was to be a guide, a mentor, role models for the nation. And we are a nation of guides and role models and inspiration for the nations of the world. What the priests are to the people, we as a people are to the people of the world. That's what it means to be a Mamleches Kohanim. That's what it means to be a kingdom of priests. We're all priests. That's why we wash our hands. We imitate the Kohanim. We begin our day with Negelvasser, we wash our hands in order, like the Kohanim with the Kiyor, before the Avoda they would wash their hands. We purify ourselves. I'm not going into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoda. I'm going to work, I'm going to the gym, I'm meeting friends for coffee, I'm going to do whatever thing I'm doing. But whatever I do, I'm doing as a Jew, as a Torah Jew, as a priest of the world community, trying to be a source of inspiration, trying to be a role model. So what was true for the laws of the Kohen and the Mikdash is true for the Jew who's operating as a Kohen on the world stage and for the world community. And if the Kohen could not abruptly run out, no matter how valid and legitimate and compelling their excuse, then we too, we're in the middle of our responsibility, our obligation, our opportunity to be of service to God, no matter how legitimate, no matter how compelling. We cannot interrupt and abandon that opportunity to be in a conversation with God and to teach the world and to impact the world through the intent we have in that conversation to be able to run out. And he gives all these examples. You're in the middle of benching, the phone rings. You're so curious, who's on the phone? Could be an emergency, could be somebody who won't be able to get me again. This was written before cell phones, and this was written before voicemail and caller ID and all the wonderful technology which only adds to the lack of kavana in our lives. But he says, even then, what happened? The phone rang, you're in the middle of benching. So what do? You answer and you say, no. You tell the, which is basically code for, I'm benching, I can't talk now, even though I just interrupted and talked now, and I might as well have said, hi, who is it? He says, you're a kohen in the middle of the avoda. Let the phone ring. What would have happened if you weren't home? What would have happened? Let the phone ring. Let the phone ring. He gives an extreme example, which he says is not an expectation for us, but of Talmud Chacham, he knew who was at the airport. And he began to daven, and they began to call for people to get on the plane. And he had every legitimate excuse to fly through the end of daven and get the talis and tefillin off and get on the plane. But he said, I'm in the middle of talking to God, whatever will be, and I'll take the next flight if I miss this one. That's a threshold, a bar that I don't know we are expected to be at. But the point is, if one really sees themselves in the Mikdash with Hashem as a Kohen, if one really says, I have an audience right now, imagine you're invited in. Leave out the politics, whether you like the last president, this president, the next president. But you're invited into the Oval Office with a president you respect. And you're in the middle of a conversation. You have an opportunity to plea. You have an opportunity to advance the interests and the agenda and advocate for the things that you care about. Someone said, but the train is leaving and you have to get back to, you know, you got to get to the airport, the flight. I'll catch the next flight. I'll have to sleep. I'll leave time. I'm not going to interrupt this conversation. You crazy? You know what it means to have this audience, how precious this opportunity is? I'm not going to interrupt it for everything in the world. I'm not going to certainly run out. So sorry, Mr. President. Can I just take this call? It might be important. I don't know who it is. Do you mind if I just... Could you just wait 1 second? Even though people do that to us all the time. But we would never do that. So to do that to the Almighty... Ubalei nefesh shezachu l'amod b'nisyonos domim mesaprim shebenosav l'mashiyesh kan mehilchus derech eretz shelolotzeis b'bahala min ha-mikdash. And those who have tried and tested this will tell you that not only is it just a disrespect, not only is it an issue of courtesy, you don't run out of somewhere abruptly. You don't leave your post without it being manned by the next person. You don't forfeit the opportunity for something so precious. But yesh kan ud shtei ha'aros nechbados. But there's two more important points. Ha'achas and yin ha'bitachon. Shekevet shakol biyad Hashem. Vadei shelo yafsid klum ha'idei she'oved abore. First of all, he says, you're in the middle of talking to God. It's a lack of bitachon. If you really believe Einod Milvado, if you really believe that God is the source of everything, that nothing happens without the Almighty, whoever's on the phone or whatever the train or whatever the flight and whatever you have to do, God can manipulate everything. So you're going to leave the mumcha. You're going to leave the perfect... You know, God forbid someone has a terrible illness. They use every connection they have. They get in front of the best doctor, who's the hardest to get into. But then they got a phone call from... somebody who, you know, checked on WebMD and is going to report to them what they found on WebMD. So they say to the mumcha doctor they're in front of, who could be responsible for their cure, who's the expert, do you mind, just can I interrupt for 1 second? I just have to read this text I just got from somebody who's been Googling WebMD. It's moronic. It's ridiculous. So we, if you're standing before God, Einod Milvado, he's the mumcha. He's the expert. He controls everything. He's in charge. He can resolve every complication. We say, God, just hold on 1 second. I have a text coming through. Just 1 second. Somebody just liked something I posted on Facebook and I have to see it at this moment. It's ridiculous. It's absurd to forfeit that opportunity. It's a lack of bitachon. We'll end right now. Vashniya amuka yosa, the deeper second thing. Shebeiz, emes yesh kan taina pshuta. Hine beemtza avodaso ezore in yudachu. Fugun shetzoch l'ntzole izamakom. You're in the middle of talking to God and something, an emergency, something urgent came up. Whatever you're interrupting to go do, you're living your life to serve God. So ostensibly, whatever you're interrupting for is part of your service of God. So you're going to interrupt your actual service of God to do some other indirect, tangential thing which you've dedicated in the service of God? It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. What are you going to interrupt and run? You're here doing that thing. So you're going to interrupt, you're going to run out of shul because you got to get to work, you're going to run out of shul because you have this meeting, you're going to run out of shul because you have to take that call, which could be a business thing. Why are you trying to earn that money? In the service of Hashem. And who's responsible for your parnasa? Hashem. So you're going to interrupt your conversation with the senior partner who's responsible for your income to go take that call, which maybe, maybe won't, when he's the one in control. It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. It's counterproductive. And yet we all do it because we're misaligned. We're not mindful in the moment that we're doing it. And if we were properly aligned and we understood our priority in this area, that we are a nation of priests, that every opportunity to cling to God in davening is not only a moment to connect, but it's a moment to have access. It's a moment to be in an audience with the King of Kings, Ein Od Milvado. We would never interrupt or abruptly end or run out on that which is the greatest moment that we have. Have a wonderful day.